Monday, Gimel Chezron, Parshas Lech Lecha, Rav Shmuel Brazil.
I'd like to give this shiur, it should be a zechus, for Yehoshua the foil, Ben Yocheved. Yehoshua the foil, Ben Yocheved. He's a young man, three kids. Last week he contacted a virus. He's very close to my son, so that's why I know the whole thing. And it affected his heart. It was very. They don't know what it is. And Shabbos got a little better, but all his organs are shutting down now. Lo aleinu. So I'm going to give this year for Rafua Shleima, the Sochshah of Israel, for Yehoshua, Rafoil, Ben Yocheved, and we'll say Kapitel Tehillim after this year. Hashem appears to Avram Avinu and says, Lech Lecha, to leave Artichol, Malachol, Beisavichol, Arat Asher, Echol. According to many Rishonim, Lech Lecha is the first test. It says in Pirkei Avos, Asara Nisyonis, Avram Avinu had 10 Nisyonis, is one of the first tests. According to many of the Rishonim, some count the test of Ur Kasdim. Amelech Hashem Elokecha Asher Tisicho Meur Kasdim, where Avram Avinu was given the choice of either bow down to the Avodah Zarah, Nimrod, or be thrown into the furnace. And he chose to be thrown into the furnace, and Hashem saved him. Amelech Hashem Elokecha Asher Tisicho Meur Kasdim. Some count that as the first Nisayon, which is before Lech Lecha. And others say that that's not a Nisayon. That's because Hashem did not yet even communicate to Avram. This Avram Avinu did al pi Seichel. Seichel doesn't count. When Hashem speaks to you, he has an encounter with you, he gives you a nevuah. Vayom Hashem al Avram Lech Lecha. That's the beginning of a relationship. Then the nisyonis that a person has is a different nature altogether. Well, that's just a small point. You can look it up in Pirkei Avos in this Perikei. The Asara Nisyonis in Nisnasa Avram Avinu. So we'll learn that this is the first nisyon. Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha. He had to leave everything. Pick up and go and not know where he has to go. Wait for Hashem to give him the rendezvous where they're going to meet, the destination. And the pasuk says, "Vayetzu lo leches arzo Kanaan, vayavo arzo Kanaan." They went out to go to arzo Kanaan, to the land of Kanaan, the land of Eretz Yisrael. Vayavo arzo Kanaan, and they came to arzo Kanaan. And the Mefarshim ask, why does it have to say Vayetzu Voleches Arzo Kanaan Vayavo Arzo Kanaan? Hashem says Lech Lecha El Eretz Asher Erecho, which means it was eventually Eretz Yisrael. Why does it have to say Vayetzu Voleches Arzo Kanaan Vayavo Arzo Kanaan? Just say Vayavo Arzo Kanaan and continue Vayavo Avram Boretz. Why did the Pasuk have to say they went out to go to Eretz Canaan and they came to Eretz Canaan? If I say they came to Eretz Canaan, Mestama, they went out to go to Eretz Canaan. As if to say that Vayetzu Lelechas Arzo Canaan is superfluous. It's actually, it's not needed. Why did they go to Eretz Canaan, Eretz Israel? The Sepharno learned, Shehoysel Mufusemes Etzlam. Everyone knew about it. Everyone knew about Eretz Yisrael. La'aretz muchenetz lehizboininus. The land of Eretz Yisrael is muchan, prepared, lehizboininus, to be mizboinin, to think. V'la'avoidus akel yisboruch. You can't think in chutz la'aretz. This is miyuchud. Eretz Yisrael is a time for hizboininus, to think. What's your tachlis? Where am I going? And Avodas Hashem. This is the place for Avodas Hashem. So they went out to Eretz Kanaan. That's the Davar Mefursim. He says, everyone knew about Eretz Kanaan. Vayetu Lolechas Arkans Kanaan, Vayavoy Vatsa Kanaan. Says the Sepharno. Why by Yavar Atzar Kanaan? Lo ki'inyin yitzias terech lo leches Atzar Kanaan. This is in contrast to terech. Terech, it also says that they went out to go to Eretz Kanaan. You look at the parsha at the end of Noach. The end of Noach. Vayikach terech es Avram beno, v'eslof ben Horon ben beno, v'esorai, v'yeitzu itom me'urkazdim, they left Urkazdim, loleches arto Kanaan. The destination was Kanaan. Vayovo ad Horon v'yeshvu shom. Great intentions. Great inspiration. We're going to Eretz Kanaan. The makom that's his boininus. I didn't say his boininus. His boininus, the Zephorna says. That's the makom and Avodas Hashem. They went out. What are they going to Canaan for? To tour the Galil? What are they going to Canaan for? Terachepis had an inspiration. Terach. Who was the franchise owner of the Avodah Zarah shops. He did tshuva. So I want to go to Eretz Kanaan. I want to get a better relationship with Hashem. Vayetzu. The whole family picked up wherever they were and they left. Vayavo achorah. They came to Choron. Vayeshvu shom. And Terach died. Vayomas Terach b'Choron. How many of us have great intentions? We just had a Rosh Hashanah. We just had a Yom Kippur. Sukkot. Ah, tants with the Torah. Gavaldik. That was Gavaldik. Wow, Mishmai. How are you going to see it through? Everything we dance for. Everything we daven for. The Yomim Noroim. The Yomei HaSimcha. Great inspiration. Can't get better than that. That's Gavaldi. But that's not the end of the story. The end of the story is you got to get there. You got to bring all that potential into actualization. Actualization. Lamaisa. It shouldn't be like the seltzer you open up and leave it out for 3 hours. And then when you want to drink, there's no fizz anymore. All that inspiration is eisgebepst. Says the Zephorno, you know the difference between Avram and Terach? They both were vayesu l'leches atzer Kanaan. Both inspired. Both want to get close to Hashem. By Avram it says, Vayesu l'leches atzer Kanaan, vayavol atzer Kanaan. That's what the pasuk is telling us. When Avram had an idea and he said, I'm going to do it, I want to get to this goal, he got to that goal. He finished the journey. He came to the destination. And then he started a new journey. And he came to that destination. And he started a new journey. And he reached another goal, and then another goal, and another goal. Lo keterach, says the Sephorno. That's why the Pusik is stressing this. Of course, Vayavol Ratzel Canaan. That must be Vayetzel Olechazad Canaan. It's part of the trip. We know everyone goes to Canaan. If they came to Canaan, must be they want to get to Canaan because that's a good place to be. He says, no, the Pusik wants to tell you more than that. When they had a plan and they said, I want to grow, I want to change, I just went through Yom Tovim, Yomim Noiroim, Yemei Simcha. What's going to be with the Zaman? What's going to be with the new Zaman now? We're going to let it fizz. By Yesu Lelechus, they have a great Zaman. I'm going to steig, I'm going to grow, I'm going to make those changes. You're going to get a stop, a little distraction. Oh, we're stopping at this oasis for a short time. By Yesu Bechorah. Rashi says, Choronaf. Hashem is angry. Choron. Choronaf. You get Hashem all excited, and all of a sudden, you just fizz out. It's like fireworks. What happens? It's there for 2 seconds. Gone. What's the key? How do you sustain it? How do we sustain that? How do you make sure that we get the impetus being stirred to keep it going? To keep it going. Vayelech Avram kasher diber elav Hashem. Avram went. Kashir Dibir Elov Hashem. Lashon of Dibir. You look at the pasuk, and it has nothing with Dibir. Vayoyim Hashem al Avram Lech Lecha. Amira. Vayelech Avram Kashir Dibir Elov. Should we buy Vayelech Avram Kashir Amar Elov? No measure of Dibir. What's the difference between Dibir and Amar? Why is it called Asara Ma'amoris? Basara Ma'amoris Nivra Ha'olam? And why did we get the Aseres HaDibros? Why is one called Dibris and one called Ma'amoris? Vayom Elokim Yihior, Vayom Elokim Tasha Yoritz Tasha. Aseres HaDibros, Vayidaber Elokim Eskol Advarim Mo'ela. It all seems to be communications. Amira, Dibur. But yet it's called Asara Ma'amoris. The word was created with 10 sayings. And this is called Aseres HaDibros. 10 sayings. Although we don't have the right English word to say sayings for both, because it can't be the same word, sayings. Commandments sounds better. The Ten Commandments. That's definitely better than 10 sayings. Kosomar leveis Yaakov. So you should say to base Yaakov. Rashi says, Kosomar leveis Yaakov to the women, Russian Raka. Soft. Don't be so demanding. Russian Vayomer. Amira is a lush and raka, soft. kosol ma'al abeis yakov. But the sagid le b'nei Yisrael. For b'nei Yisrael should be hard to give them, like sinews. Hard. The difference between Amira and Dibur is a soft tongue and a strong, demanding. It's demanding. Dibur is a lashon kasher. I'm demanding this thing. Well, you got such a choice. You know, yeah, you want to do it, it's okay. No, demanding. Dibur is a lashon kasher. The Sfas Semes is a Moir de Kavor. He says, you could say Hu Omar El, but you can't say Hu Omar In. You could say he said Omar to someone, but you can't say Shimon Omar Im Ruvain. Grammatically it's wrong. But you could say Shimon Dibir Im. Who Dibir Im. He spoke with. That means with, together. You can't use Amira, but you could use Dibur. Hu Omarim? No. Hu Diberim? Yes. Well, I don't want a relationship with you. And it has nothing to do with a relationship of making a relationship. I'll give you an Amira Raka. You want to do it, I'll give you advice, the best for you, go ahead and do it. If you're not going to do it, okay, we don't have a relationship. In relationships, you could demand from someone. We have a relationship. I can ask you, do this. Even though it's difficult and challenging, but that's a relationship. When you put and invest toil and self-sacrifice and give up your things for somebody else, that's called a relationship. You don't have relationships with an Amira. You have relations with a Dibur. Because Dibur is in. Amira, there's no in. It's out. You're talking to the person. You don't got a relationship with the person. You're, oh, my soft. Could you please, 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 please. I have a relationship. You're asking a guy to do you a favor. From a close friend, you can say, I know it's hard, but I need your help. Please help me out. It's a schlep for you, but help, you got to help me out. You could do that to a friend, but you can't do it with some other relationship. That's in between Dibur Im and Omar. You know what the world is? Asara Mamoris means Hashem is really there. He's waiting for your relationship, but he's not going to demand it from you. There's such a thing called Teva. You want to find me through Teva, through nature? You can find me if you look hard enough. I'm playing the game of hide and seek. I'm hiding and you seek me out. If you want to. If you don't want to, you won't find me in nature at all. You'll say there's laws of nature. You won't find me there. Yeah, if I do a Seres Makis, then you'll say, well, who's changing the nature? But in general, you won't find me unless you seek me out. I'm hiding. That's called Mamoris. There is communication, but it's not in. It's out. Yeah, yeah, nit, nit. It's up to you. Sumar menechem uru mi bores Eila. You want to pick up your eyes and see who created Eila? Go ahead. If you don't interested, just do your thing. Make your panosa, go eat, to a party, do your thing. You don't need me. Obviously. When it comes to Dibris, Hashem Lulakim, Dibris is the pshat, I'm demanding. I expect. I want a reaction to what I say. Don't just sit there and be a lazy bump. Get out of bed. That's Dibris. We got a relationship or we just got the, you know, cozy wozy. You know, we have anything together? We have a relationship I could demand from you. You want the Torah? 613 mitzvahs. Bless all the rabbanims. That's Dibris. You want an intimate relation with Hashem? Then you have to sacrifice. That's dibur. If you want asara mamaris, take it easy, relax, chill. It's only L. It's not M. It's L. It's an L relationship. On the Yom Narayim and Sukkos, we're inspired. Inspired with what? What are you inspired with? Think about it. What were you inspired with? All this Rosh Hashanah and the Shofar, there's Mechuvah and Yom Kippur and Sukkos, Simchas Shavua, Reb Tzvi Meyer. Oh, what are you all inspired about? Because you wanted a relationship with Hashem and you felt it. You can't feel it in a whole year, but at least these Yom and the Rim, the month of Tishrei, you could feel there's a Ribbono Shel, and you're part of that and you want that. And it's a great feeling. That's Dibbus. What does Hashem want from me? Someone said, you know, during Tefillah, you always say, Hashem, this is my list. I need this, 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 and this. Could you please take care of that for me? Did you ever ask yourself, where's Hashem's list? Hashem has demands too. Could you please do A, B, C, D, E, F, G? Did you ever think of that? After finishing our lists, Hashem has a list too. In relation to the two-way street. That's Dibbus. If you want it, that's Dibbus. Hashem is demanding. Any real relationship is demanding. You gotta be there for the other person. The deeper the relationship, the more you sacrifice to be there. Whether it's a friend, whether it's a spouse, you drop everything and you're there when you need it. When you could be the only one who could do it. That's a deeper relationship. And that's what inspired us on these Yom Noraim. And Simchas Torah, and Hoshana Rabba. Even if it was just a little amount, but it's something that we don't feel during the year. Except for Shalosh Shuddos and Zivah Torah, that's another Shmuz by itself. What makes you finish something that you start? Hashem goes to Avram. Vayomer Hashem al Avram lech lecha. Vayomer. I'm going to make it real nice for you. You'll want to do it. You're not going to have a kid over here. Go to Israel and have a kid. I'll give you money. I'll give you fame. Eschol goy godel. Vavrachov. Agal shemecha. This is all Vayomers. You know, I'm making it cozy for you to do this. I'm trying to get that inspiration going. You know? Avram's added to this by Yelich Avram Kashivi Beer I love Hashem. I don't want a relationship of Bayomers. I want a relationship of D-Bears. And he took that when Hashem said, and all these offerings and great presents and all that. You cushioned me real, real good, Ribbono Shel. I don't want that. I want a Dibur relationship. Dibris. Vayelech Hashem Dibur love Hashem. I want the real relationship. Not to be yoytzi. And when you have that Dibur relationship, Vayezel Alech Az Atzarkanan, Vayavo Atzarkanan. You'll finish the goal. Because it's all about a relationship with Hashem. Not mitzvah points. It's not just, oh, get another check. Mitzvah. A mitzvah. Another mitzvah. It's not about mitzvahs. It's about how deep can my relationship be with Hashem. If I sleep in the morning and I come late to davening, so what's my relationship with Hashem? Well, if I come to davening 5 minutes earlier than the time's there, so I have time to learn a little bit, say a bittul pilim, put my tefillin on like a mensch, and I want to say karbonis. The difference between a deeper relationship and an amira. The difference between your im Hashem or your el Hashem. What do you choose? To be im Hashem, there's a sacrifice. Dibur. It's kosher. And if you want to be el Hashem, be amira. You also cushion. I like the cushion. I like my pillow. I like my blankets. I'm cushioned. I'll get there in time, don't worry. A little bit late, but I'll get there. That's how Avram was able to do it. Vayelech Avram, he took all that vayomer and said, I don't want a vayomer relationship, I want a deeper relationship. I want you to be demanding. I want to hear tochacha. I want you to tell me when I'm doing something wrong, because I want that relationship with Hashem. That will take you from Vayetzel Alechaz Arzah Kanana, Vayavo Arzah Kanana. All the young time that you went through, all that inspiration, you're going to capsule it. Put it in a bottle, close the top. It's going to take it, and it's going to carry you through the whole year. If you're seeking the deeper relationship, that's Saras Adibris. Otherwise, you'd be holding by that Sar Mamaris. Sometimes you see it, sometimes you don't. The choice is yours, Avoisa. New Zaman, new start. I'm going to be Yoitze with an Amira relationship, or I'm going to do a good job because it's a deeper relationship with Hashem. I want a little intimacy. I'm already here for 1 year, 2 years. All right, Shoin, it's tight. I'm going back. Eretz Yisrael is the place for his Bainanus, Avedas Hashem. If I can't do it now, I go back to America. What's going to be? You lost an opportunity. You lost an opportunity. You have to do it. This is the place. And because of that, he was able to be mighty himself from Vayetze Loleches Vayovo. We're all Vayetze Loleches. How do you get to Vayovo? Vayelech Avram Kashir Diberi. Think about it. It's not about mitzvahs. About relationship with Hashem. You want a deeper one, you want to feel Hashem, then you have to be a deeper yid. You can't be a Asar Mamaris. Because then you're only El. We're looking for the yid. Okay, let's just say one to 50 Tillim. Tillim. For Yeshua Rafael, and your Chabad.
All right.
Zarah.